Good afternoon, music lovers. You know what I mean? It is now exactly Krovny o'clock Sunday afternoon, which of course can mean but one thing. It means that we are to hear another concert by the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, at which some of our country's most celebrated musicologists gather to read the classics of the Three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. From our position here inside Professor Harry Grumpy Patton's bass fiddle, we know that our conductors are again Maestro Paul LaValle with his Lonesome Pine Woodwinds and Dr. Henry Levine with his Mason-Dixon Philharmonic Octet. The gavel has been raised by the Society's chairman, Dr. Gino Hamilton, who still plays Knock Knock.
I say, Brother McCarthy, you sound like you're in a tunnel or the old oaken bucket. As you all know, fellow members, and Professor Alec Templeton wasn't jesting either, as you'll hear later. Right now, however, you're invited to listen to these special guests. First of all, there is our own Deep South diva, Mademoiselle Dinah Shore, who is very special any way you look at her, if you're lucky. As our intermission commentator, that famous musicologist whose initials are Dr. G.H., and who was affectionately known among his boyhood friends as Dr. Stinky H. Also, we are privileged to have with us one of America's great folk troubadours, Professor Huddy Ledbetter, better known on the concert stage as Lead Belly. But to open our concert, we depart from a tradition of the society by presenting a work which is comparatively new. However, it was written by our very good friend, Dr. Leonard Feather, of the Hot Club of England. And it is definitely in the classical tradition, or Run for Your Life, the Dams Bust Blues. Listen for a top-bracket piano solo by Professor Joseph Jarrison Kahn and a Get Lost Brother trumpet solo by the doctor himself. Dr. Henry Levine and his Dixieland 8 now bring us Dr. Feather's Mighty Like the Blues.
Has long been a rich vein for the composer. And although a confirmed bachelor, Dr. Johannes Brahms is known to have had a definite weakness for a pretty face and a trim figure. Once, when the object of his affection announced her engagement to someone else, Dr. Brahms sat down and dashed off a bridal song for himself, a work for contralto, male chorus, and full symphony orchestra. When we started out, we thought we could connect that incident with the fact that Mademoiselle Dinah Shore is about to sing Willow Weep for Me. However, we seem to have missed the connection. So Mademoiselle Dinah Shore now sings Willow Weep for Me.
Bend, oh, willow, bend your branches to the ground and cover me. Oh, willow weep for me. Green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Go, my lover's dream, loveless summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and whisper to the wind to say that love has sinned, to leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide a starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, willow tree, weep in sympathy. Branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, and the willow and me for me. Whisper to the wind to say that love has sinned, to leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, weeping will tree, weep and sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, oh, willow, and
some critics of our native masterworks who say that such instruments as English horn, oboe, and bassoon are too long-haired or legitimate to be used in a jazz orchestra. Or, as one critic sneered, an English horn has never been played illegitimate, even in New Orleans, unsneer. Well, such idle hyperbole to the contrary, Maestro Paul Laval has made a special treatment of Sweet Sue, which opens with an English horn solo played by Professor Rudolf Amadeus Adler. And after the first chorus, featuring Maestro Laval on clarinet, the work features Maestro Laval on bass clarinet. Redundancy there. Near the end of the work, Professor Milton Ilyich Kassel plays a four-bar bassoon break that is not merely short-haired, it's practically bald-headed. Here is Sweet Sue. Thank you. conductors John A. and Alan Lomax set out on a trip south to discover authentic American folk songs for the Library of Congress, they did better than that. They found Professor Leadbelly, the Negro troubadour who knows most of the folk songs that he didn't write himself, now brings us a traditional blues with his own lyrics, accompanying himself on his boogie-woogie guitar. Don't you love your daddy no more.
Well, all right, this is a blues. Woman, she quit her husband, his name was Shorty. When a woman quits a man, that brings her blues. You know what he said?
Ah, baby, why do you have to go? Oh, baby, why do you have to go? You ain't love me, baby. You used to love me so. Baby, don't you love me no more. I don't you love me, daddy, no more. Oh, when you left me, you broke my heart.
I know she did.
Oh, when you left me, you broke my heart. And you said you love me, baby, and we would never part. And baby, don't you love me no more. I don't you love me, daddy, no more. Oh, baby, your papa ain't no. Oh, baby, your papa ain't no. There is something wrong, baby. Sweet mama's turning cool. Baby, don't you love me no more. I don't you love it there no more.
All right, well, Frank, it's your turn. Yes. Say it again. It's all right.
Now you say you are true. Baby, don't you love me no more. I don't you love me, Dan, no more.
All right, I got money.
Ah, baby, ain't you coming back? Ah, baby, ain't you coming back?
Got money, baby. What is it that I like? Baby, don't you love me no more.
Thank you, Professor Leadbelly. More later, we hope. We have now reached the intermission in today's concert, as we did last week. Now, during this intermission, and while the musicians are out to catch a quick smoke, we had originally intended to talk about the musicians. Fine, wonderful people, musicians, every one an aesthetic artist to his fingertips, except for a few lugs here and there, and we're not pointing. Yes, someday we're going to deliver an ode to the musicians. Gay, poetic, festive creatures, every one with a pot of gold, a heart of gold.
However, we can't do it today. The reason is that our honor has been impugned and besmeared. Last week, if you remember, we read a certain letter at this time. Now, there was one person who said he didn't believe that the letter actually came from Captain Martin M. Hellman of the New York City Sanitation Department, garbage scow number 14. Just to prove that it did, we're considering an invitation to Captain Hellman to appear as our intermission commentator, without, of course, his garbage scow. Now, there might also be skeptics who would doubt the letter before us right now. The engraving on the letterhead says, Editorial Rooms, The Saturday Evening Post, Wesley Winan Stout, Editor, Philadelphia. And the letter is signed, H.G. Reifsnyder, Jr., Office Boy Supreme. So you see, that proves our point. What we started out to say, however, is that we've also received another letter. This letter is from Professor Alessandro Arturo Templeton. And Professor Alec says that he will be with us next week. He's taking time off from his many concert recitals and his appearance as soloist with some of the country's leading symphonies just to be with us. Of course, we're very proud that Professor Alec Templeton feels us. So we want all you members to be on hand, if you will, please, next week. Now, don't forget. Mademoiselle Dinah Shore has now programmed a work which is one of the first compositions ever sold by Dr. William Christopher Handy. Dr. Handy sold the piece outright and for cheap, so he has never collected royalties on it, although he says he feels the composition almost more than anything else he has written. It tells about when Handy played in Memphis. And of course, we will all feel it when Mademoiselle Shore sings the Memphis Blues.
Where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. Couldn't spend a dime. Had the grandest time. I went out a dancing with a Tennessee dear. A fella there named Handy had a band you should hear. While they gently swayed, all the darkies played real harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy called the Memphis Blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair. Oh, Lordy, how he pulls on his bow. And when you hear that tune, listen to the trombones croon. They moan just like a sinner on revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a darky moan in a song. Here comes the very part that wraps a spell around my heart. It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, those Memphis Blues.
One of the purposes of our weekly meetings is to demonstrate the many treatments that can be accorded the same work. Thus, we keep Maestro Laval at his arranging desk in order to contrast the traditional style of Dr. Levine. Maestro Laval today unburdens himself of a futuristic or 1980 treatment of a work featuring for the first time in our concerts the timpani and tam-tam, and that isn't baby talk. This is a good study in crescendos, as a fugue ends in a climax which really canters. We have already demonstrated four-part harmony, even five or six. Today we have seven-part harmony, based on a pedal point, as Maestro Laval plays Caravan, seven-part harmony. What will he think of next? Thank you.
In answer to the usual query put to a composer, namely, which came first, words or music, unnamely, Professor Leadbelly replied, first I gets the blues, then I talks to my guitar, and my guitar talks right back at me. Listen now to a particularly mean bit of lip from Professor Leadbelly's guitar in his own composition, which is a Suki jump or Southern Negro dance. You can't lose me, Charlie.
Ah, with a lonely gal, down on the bottom of the boat. Every time you turn around, I say so. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. Oh, the Willow Western, I was broke. Down on the knees, what's done the pool. Every time you turn around, I say so funny. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. Hawk and sheep went to the pasture. Hawk and sheep went to get a little fat. Every time I turn around, I say so funny. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. I got a yellow gal, I can't eat. You love a battle money every week. Every time I turn around, I say so funny. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. You can't lose me, Charlie. You can't lose me, boy. Can't lose me, boy. Can't lose me, Charlie. Can't lose me, boy.
At our very first concert, some 2 or 10 months ago, or February, Dr. Henry Levine and his You All Eight pinned the ears back on one of the very first of the Dixieland classics, the venerable and revered Muskrat Ramble. Although the composition is not listed in Grove's Dictionary of Music and Musicians, it receives a very prominent mention in Groove's Anthology, or the Encyclopedia of Solid Senders, that we're to hear it now in its original treatment, with the famous clarinet chorus by Professor Alfred Lewis Summer Symphony Evans, and the equally famous trumpet chorus by Dr. Levine himself, Muskrat Ramble.
Thank you.
So, music lovers, you know what I mean. We have come to the end of another concert by the no-doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, presided over by Dr. Gino Hamilton. Speaking from our vantage point here in Professor Harry Grumpy Patton's bass fiddle, we'd like to remind you that next week's concert is really the big one. We'll have all our regulars, and at that time our special guest will be Professor Alec Templeton, and whom there is indubitably none even anywhere near then, if you know what I mean. And then you'll hear me say, if you listen closely, this is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.